Thank you, Mr. Chair, and that said, let me to congratulate you and your vice chair for the election. It's always good to see familiar faces in front of us for good work. Also, thank you to the Deputy SG for outlining the document and the main elements that are contained therein. We very much appreciate the document. We can see that it does build on lessons learned and on experience that has been won over the recent years. As I, in a way, indicate every time we have this session, I have been at the start, let's say, of this since we adopt the rules of procedure for this working party, and one can really observe the improvement and the communication that we have had between the groups and with the Secretariat, which is resulting in a smoother process. On the substance itself, also very much can very much commend the overall orientations that very much correspond to present day strategic objectives, as highlighted also by the Deputy SG. Notably, and without trying to be exhaustive, sustainable and climate relevant investment and linked development needs, robust international financial framework that complements the crucial domestic efforts, and a coherent and collaborative multilateral order that respects and builds on key achievements and commitments and delivers as one. As last May, we would also appreciate an informal briefing in the spring on the final version that will be submitted to the consideration of the UN membership in New York. We find that very informative also for our relations with our New York delegates to prepare them for their sessions. Which, as per usual practice, we appreciate the indication of the changes that might have been made after this document has left our hands, as well as a presentation of the proposed budget allocation, which, to our understanding, as informed in the past by UNCTAD and by the UN Controller's Office, are not part of the competence of this working party, but it's useful to have this for information. And perhaps this can be combined with, I don't know whether the timelines fit, but could be maybe combined with the RBM framework debrief that the Deputy SG mentioned that they would present to us. Also very much obviously appreciate all the supporting documents that you have uploaded to the delegates portal on the geographical and the gender representation. It is very good to know the improvements on the gender representation, and we can only endorse and such continuing of the work. It is only in this way that we can ensure that the House as a whole will be also operating for the benefit of all. As noted also last year, and also in the October session, we would urge to pay particular attention to the deliverables. This is something that we have perhaps paid a bit less attention in the previous sessions, even though we have noticed some discrepancies. Taking a bit more of a quick look at it this year, in particular and comparing it across the Umoja issue document that was made available on Friday, one can quickly identify there's quite a bit of discrepancies and duplications. I don't know whether I should go in details of it now or whether we're going to have chance perhaps to give some general observations after Mr. Issa's opening remarks, because this doesn't really relate to any individual sub-program, but more generally. So I'm in your hands, Chair, whether you want me to give a few more details now or after Mr. Issa outlines this. But apart from this, we will have some comments for each sub-program, but as I said, overall, we very much appreciate the document. Thank you.